for agreeing to talk to him. Marcus is one of our regular contributors, I'm happy to say. Thank you all for coming on this beautiful day, by the way. Such is the pull that people have come in on a beautiful day. I've been looking forward to this very much. I first saw Tatsuo Miyajima's work at the Anthony Doffe Gallery and most recently, of course, at Listen. And he's been honored everywhere and shown everywhere, but I was very pleased to see when I was doing a little bit of research that he was actually given an honorary doctorate at the London Institute, now the University of the Arts, in 1998. So that's nice to know. Well, if I run through a few of titles, I think those of you who don't know his work that well will get a hint. Time, in 1987, Clock for a Thousand Years. 1990, Death of Time. 1993, Running Time. 1996, Big Time, which was actually shown at the Hayward Gallery here. And 1998, Sea of Time. So I think time, space, and of course life are just a few of the things that preoccupy Tatsuo. Actually, he did one piece, which I hope some of you saw, which was A Marriage Made in Heaven. It was a piece called Luna that was shown at the Greenwich House, within sight of the Meridian, which was just about the most perfect place for Tatsuo to show here. So it's nice to say that we have actually had an opportunity to see his work in this country, and now we have an even greater opportunity to actually hear about it from himself. So thank you again, Tatsuo, Marcus, and everyone for being here. Thank you.
So, what did I do?
Tatsuo is going to start by showing some images and talking us through them.
Okay. Thank you for coming. My name is Tatsuo Miyajima. First of all, I'm showing a little bit my work to the slideshow. So this is a counter gadget I called. I make it 1987. Which is a basic material on my work. This is the original design by myself. If you, in Japan, cannot buy in Akihabara, this one. This is the original. So this system is very simple, counting up 1 to 9 as a number. Or counting down 9 to 1, but not showing 0. So it's repeat again, 9 to 1, 2 to 9 to 1, something like that. Counting speed can be adjust slow or fast. So this point, this is a pointer. No. Anyway, so this is adjuster. And this is also another type of the counter gadget. I have a different kind of LED counter gadget. The counter gadget symbolizes of shining of human life. The counter gadget counting down from 9 to 1 or counting up 1 to 9. Onto the complete darkness without the indicated 0 and returning to 9 to repeat itself. I said before. The transformation and the shine of the number symbolize life of man. And the darkness of 0 symbolizes death. So in Buddhism philosophy, the life of man is interpreted as a repetition of life and death. In other words, death is not the end, but is similar to sleep as a preparation of the next birth. Furthermore, there is a lifetime of birth to death, from death to next birth, is innate to every individual life with individuality. And it also says that each process a different rhythm. Sometimes the blue color and sometimes the red color. I'm using any color. So this is one of the work. It's 1989, called the counter line. This is a linear, which is a basic image of time. However, my time line always moving. Sometimes it distant and close together, because number zero is disappear. It's making a blank. So it's distance and what coming together. Also the next one, it's so this is a counter circle, 1989. Also this circular distance and coming together also. I showing the some video because of my work is always moving. Very technology.
Oh my God. Sorry.
Another technology.
So sorry.
No, it's okay. No problem. This is a three concept. So my explanation a little bit after that. So this is a counter gadget. So making a blank at the zero. It's a very big work in the Tokyo Metropolitan Contemporary Museum, one of the piece. Keep changing, connect with everything, continue forever. It's 1998. This is the running time, 1993. Why moving? It's something a toy car have each LED gadget. This piece showing at 1997 at the Hayward Gallery. So this is Naoshima's piece, Sea of Time. It's a very typical Japanese house. Very old house, renovated. So, and I put on the something, water pool inside. And the counter gadget within, in the water. This is very big work. It's called counter void. This wall is a part of the TV building, TV company. Yes. And the next. So this is Megadeth. It's 1999 at the Venice Biennale, Japanese Pavilion. I use 2,600 LEDs on this work. Only blue color. So on this work, I critics about the 20th century. It's 20th century is a very lots of war and. So many people killed up. So such a thing, such a history, I critics of that. This is a counter voice in wine. 2000. This is a performance video. Three performers, it's a normal people, counting down 9 to 1 by own languages. The center of the man is a Spanish. And right hand in the lady is a French. And the left hand is English. At the zero, making big breaths into the wine. And continue this perform about 15 minutes. It's so long. This is a floating time. It's a computer graphics. And this is a changing time with changing self. The mirror reflects the audience life. And I showing the work time, like artist time. It's coming together on my work. So your life and my life, something like that. And this is a time garden, at the bamboo garden. If you have a question, so please say that.
Shall we go through to the end and then I'll start?
So this is a desk clock. This is a very normal clock, but I calculated your remain life. You know the I mean. So the clock is a counting down by second until your death. Yes, but so this timing. It's the audience decided. And they put in the name and the date and take a picture by the computer and start it and calculate and counting down. So this is a desk clock. So this is a counter knowledge. So this is something like commission work for the collectors' library. This is a very bad picture. and this is called the Hoto 2008. Very big work, 6 meter high. On Buddhism old story, very big tower appear from the earth. Like this, but this is something a market, you know. And it is very high, in which called half size of the planet, half size, very big. And it has lots of kind of jewelry outside. It's something very shiny and beautiful. And the people are very surprised to look at this. And people ask them, the Shakyamuni Buddha said that. So this tower, treasure tower, symbol of your life. So something. This is the story. This is a counter skin. It's a body paint for the normal people. The people choosing the number, and I painted on her body directly. And I take a picture of the site. But the site is very important for this work. So you can see something, an iron net surrounding. So this is a 38 line of the South Korea and the North Korea borderline. It's a very dangerous area still. And also this one, counter scheme. Is a borderline of that. This is a 2008 counter call. Wait. Thank you. Counter call. So it's a little bit dark, but you can see this is a coal mountain. And some of the counter everywhere, like this. Because this museum is Recklinghausen in the Deutschland. It's the area of the coal mine. Lots of coal mine. And so it works very much, used to be. And also, this is a 2008 time train to Auschwitz, also showing the Recklinghausen. Recklinghausen, the coal mine area, has lots of railroad way everywhere to the Europe, cover to the Europe, because bring to the coal to the others. And at the Second War, this railway used to bring the people to the Holocaust. That's a story. I critics that's a story. And this one is a toy train bring to the blue LED. It's symbolized of the life of the Judea. Because the Judea, the star is a blue color. And so it's a real toy car, toy train, moving around to the museum, in the museum. Wildflower. This is outside piece. It's a very, very good place of the Aix-en-Provence. It's a very beautiful country, and this is one of the winery. The collector has a winery, and it's put on the artwork everywhere. It's for the Carl André and Frank Gehry. And so some of the piece there. So this is a pile up life. It's very recently. It showing the recent gallery. This work, Requiem of Dead People by the Natural Disasters. Earthquake or a tsunami or some hurricane, something. And this is a collaboration with Winnie McGregor at the Royal Opera House just last November. Okay, so something like that. It's a very introduction of my work.
Great. That's what later we'll show Khaki Tree Project and so on.
Yeah,
won't
of
we?
Course.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. I want to start by talking about time, and I think we'll come back to the question of time over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask about time and counters, because obviously, you know, you're using a machine, and machines have completely transformed our experience of time, haven't they? I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that, about you know, what it means to use a machine. I associate...
Not hurry.
Okay. Slow down.
Slowly down. My English is very poor.
Okay. I'll take it easy. I was thinking earlier today about LED counters and where I see them. And I usually see LED counters on my alarm clock or in places of travel, stations, airports. I know that they're used in stock markets. And these are, so LED counters, I associate them with technologies that have increased the pace of modern life, technologies that help us live faster. And so it seems that what you're doing is very interesting because you're inserting them into works that are doing very, very different things. I was wondering if you could talk about that, about how you change the meaning of the counter.
Yeah. I think you can see the everywhere is a counter at the stock market or something. That's a number and the counting. It's the meaning. It's only purpose to the calculation or real time, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. But my counting, it's just rhythm, you know? So it's like showing the people's life rhythms.
Yeah.
So that's why it's totally different, you know?
Yeah.
No aim in the my counter.
Yeah.
No aim, no focus.
Yeah. It's a very, very different, actually.
I hope so.
There's something extraordinary about the idea of taking this, the number, which is, you know, important in, as you say, in measuring, double entry bookkeeping, and obviously measuring time. And this is, we use numbers for this. But you're saying that time for you is not, you're trying to move away from linear notions of time, or the idea that time must always lead to a certain point.
Yeah, so actually in 1995, I have a performance and showing some of the piece in the Greenwich. Greenwich is a very famous for the meridian line. So the meridian line is a very certain to make just a point of the zero line in the space and time, you know. So it's a very center of that, the center and the others, you know. So this is a, I called, it's very difficult. I called modernism. So which is, it's something measuring everywhere to the making a center of it, you know.
Yeah.
But this center, why decide? It's like something very strong economy that the UK had. That's the point of it.
Yeah.
So I think such kind of making sure to the modernism, to the zero line, and very static to the cut it on the earth, also the cut it to the time. So it's very artificial, I think. So the real life and the real time is very, very fragile and very moving every time. For instance, if you have a very lovely wife with child, such a beautiful time, it's a very fast to
yes.
The time,
yeah.
It's a very fast.
Yeah.
But if you very don't like the people together, the conversation, it's feel so long. I'm sorry now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like that, you know. So the time is difference from people's mind.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Time is not always static.
Yeah. So the Greenwich Meridian for you stood for this idea that time is understood in linear terms, and that linear understanding of time is of course crucial for economic development, and which requires the standardization of notions of time. Everyone has to be working to the same time. Tasks have to be harmonized, have to be synchronized. Whereas if I understand rightly, you see time as much more elastic. What about a work like Counter Circle? Are you interested in circulant? Well, you mentioned that Buddhists hold to a circular understanding of time. Could you talk a little bit about that? And I also wanted to ask, does counting have a particular significance in Buddhist thought? Or do specific numbers have a particular significance in Buddhist thought?
The form of the circle is normally people think about Buddhism concept, but I don't think so. So it's like the part of it, because circulation is also the static. The linear is a European images of time, and the circulation is an Asian Buddhism concept, the time concept. But it's very stereotype of it. I think the linear, also the circular, it's doesn't matter over the time. The image of time, it's doesn't work for the real life. So Minkowski, it's a time philosopher, say that also the French philosopher,
Bergson,
yes, also the Bergson, yeah, say that the time, the people think about the time, but doesn't work to think about time. It's the works on in the life.
So in a way, it's actually very, very difficult to understand time in the abstract, divorced from every person's experience of time.
Yeah.
And we all presumably experience time in different ways.
Yes, because nobody to the same.
Yes.
So your time, it's on yours.
Yeah.
My time is my life, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a totally different, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. That actually reminds me of something I wanted to ask, which is, do you find that people react to your work in very different ways in different places? I know you've shown all around the world, and a lot of historians have thought about time and have said, well, you know, in different cultures, time is understood in different ways. It's been argued that the West has exported its understanding of time. I'd be really curious to hear whether you've been surprised by the way people have reacted to your work in different places.
Yeah, so I say that the last 10 years, I say that the very main concept of the art in you. So art in you mean the people has art on service. And so everybody like an artist. So it's an expression. It's very different. So, and very interesting for me.
Yeah.
So the reaction, it's everybody is different. Yeah. Very interesting.
That, if we're...
I'm showing you a little bit some video. It's very interesting. Are you okay?
Yeah.
To show in the video?
Since we're in the darkness, that's something else I wanted to ask you about, the importance of darkness, because everyone always says that you work primarily with counters, but it seems that the other thing you work with, or one of the other things you work with, is darkness. And I was wondering if you could talk about that. I often think, looking, for instance, at a work like Floating Time, where in which the viewer is in a darkened room, and all these numbers are projected on the floor, on the walls, and they're moving. And the darkness is absolutely fundamental. And one of the things it made me think of was Tokyo and the importance of neons. How when you walk around in Tokyo, you see neon lights everywhere. It also made me think of the experience of being in a movie theater. So at some point, perhaps, we could talk about darkness.
Yeah. A little bit. Counter voice.
Set, tool, hana.
He's a Korean artist.
Aho, yodel, ilgo, yasa, taso, ne, set, tul, hana.
It's very tough.
Aho, yodel, ilgo, yoso,
performance,
taso,
during that 15 years.
Set,
very hard.
Tool,
hana. Hard?
It's the nothing breath, you know. So this is a normal people, you know. This is the one.
9, 8, 7.
Like this, you know. So I never control over this performance. Yeah. It's just on the performer, normal people comes up and push up expression and action, and they think about it, you know. Yeah. So it's totally different to realize the performance, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know.
You've been collaborating more and more, haven't you?
Yeah.
But perhaps we could talk briefly about other works in which, as in Counter Voice, you've encouraged collaborators to determine the speed at which the counters count.
Yes.
Like Denver Project or Sea of Time on Naoshima Island. Perhaps you can talk a little bit about what it's like to collaborate with different communities.
Yeah.
who you want to collaborate with, how you choose the people you collaborate with?
Almost election. Election.
Well, people volunteer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's a very beginning of the collaboration with the normal people as an artwork. So it's very secret story behind, because Naoshima at the moment is a very beginning of the collaboration with the Noma people. Naoshima is a very very old town, you know, old city. The history behind and the people very conservative, so cannot see any contemporary art. So I'm first artist to making something there, okay? So you can imagine. My piece, like my daughter, so to the marriage to the Naoshima.
You mean you made the piece just around the time your daughter was born?
No. I mean, for me, artwork, like my daughter.
Yes.
I'm Papa.
Yeah.
And married to the Naoshima is a different culture, different people, you know.
Yeah.
So I want to the lovely wife to them.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think about it. So, but very contemporary artwork. So people very conservative, don't like that. Huh. My papa is very sad. Okay? Pride. Yeah. If the people that collaborate with artwork together, so people love her. Yeah. Huh. I think that.
Yeah.
That's why I collaborate with the normal people. The making together.
Yeah.
And my daughter is your daughter.
Yeah. Something like that. But you remain Papa.
Yeah.
So I'm interested when you collaborate.
Like the people is a mama.
Yeah. Okay. And you've collaborated with different kinds of groups, haven't you? You've collaborated with children, you've collaborated with elderly men and women. For Time Garden, didn't you collaborate with elderly local residents?
Yes.
So why did you, was that your decision?
Yeah, so sometimes the old guy and sometimes children, everybody had own art, so that's why it's the case by case. I choosing this generation or the other generation or something.
So why an older generation? Just to remind you, we saw Time Garden, which consisted of counters in a bamboo, in a sort of small bamboo forest. It's actually in the patio of a very large building. So why elderly men and women for that piece?
Yeah, it's this is a story of a Japanese old story, Kaguya Hime. Yeah, the Kaguya Hime, it's something, the princess born from a bamboo. And old lady and old guy, and cut it the bamboo to the bone from that, yeah. And the family make the nurse and growing up is a beautiful lady. And one day, there's some servant from the moon to come to the family. And this is a princess to the bring to moon, so and come back, you know. So something, this story.
Okay.
And why I choosing this story? It's this area, the Time Garden is Osaka area, outside of the Osaka. This area is a very new area. It's building lots of apartments, very growing up, and so many young generation stay there. But it's something that gap to the older generation, and so new generation, newcomer, new family. It's something gap. I want to connect each other. That's why it's I invite old area, old lady and old guy. I invite, and I bring to the some volunteer from a new city, the new age, young generation, in the coupling each other, and making together to the artwork. That's a story.
Okay.
The Time Garden. So like that.
Thank you. Yeah. Interesting. I want to move the focus slightly because I wanted to talk a little bit about works like Megadeth.
Megadeth, yes.
And talk about your reflections on the Second World War and the Shoah, the Holocaust in works like Counter Coal and Counter and Train, Time Train to Auschwitz and so on. But also, obviously, the Megadeth. I think that in making Megadeth, you were thinking also about the bombing in 1945 of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Mm. Yes.
So I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about, and this is also about addressing different generations, isn't it? And bringing presenting younger generations with atrocities that older generations lived through. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Actually, I born in the 1957. It's after Second War. I completely know that. I completely don't know that. But I was a student. It's a high school student visiting to the Hiroshima, and I was very shocked. You know, I can't believe that. You know, so such a very sad history, and I can't believe that a human being can do such a horrible things. You know, so that's. It's a very big collapse in my heart. And also I was a student, the art school student, visiting here in Europe, and visiting to the Holocaust, Auschwitz. And also, I'm very shocked about that. So it's, that's why I want to something to make a new world and revive these images to give next generation.
How do numbers work in a piece like Megadeth, which consists of numbers? They work in a slightly different way, don't they? Because when we think of, for instance, the Holocaust, we may remember that prisoners in concentration camps had numbers tattooed on their bodies. Obviously, someone looking at Counter Skin is bound to think of that. We also possibly think of numbers of victims. Quarrels between governments about the exact numbers of victims. For recently, between the Armenians and the Turks, arguing about how many people died during the Armenian genocide. So I was just wondering whether you could talk a little bit about how the numbers
function?
The important thing is talking about this kind of the peace or this Holocaust and some atomic bomb. It's everybody.